Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled The Art of Learning, Earning, and Serving, the Magic Three of Successful CEOs. And why are we talking about this today? Because today the job market has gone back to the small businessman, and companies are hiring, but what they are doing is hiring people to work as independent contractors. And by independent contractors, I mean their positions are affiliate or distributor type positions, where what you do is help them market their product, and you earn commission on any sales that are made. And if you understand how to do this correctly, then you know what? There is opportunity to earn a very good income from home. The idea is to understand and learn how to incorporate the new business world into your everyday life. So, your present circumstances don't determine where you can go. They merely determine where you start. And that is quoted by Nito Quaven, The Art of Learning, Earning, and Serving, The Magic Three of Successful CEOs. Okay, chasing money will never make you rich. Working 60, 70, even 80 hours a week alone will never make you rich. Sitting around and marketing success will never make you rich. However, taking deliberate, purposeful, effective action is what makes you rich. Rich with inner fulfillment. Rich with joy and happiness. Not to mention, it makes you rich monetarily as well. Today, we are going to discuss three easy steps that you can follow to finally maintain the health, wealth, and happiness that you have been searching for. Last year, I had the privilege of speaking at a very special conference. The reason the conference was so special was partly because the attendees took the conference seriously. They attended each session in business attire, not ratty t-shirts or jeans that you often see in many typical independent marketing conferences. They listened to the speakers and asked intelligent questions. Another aspect that made the conference so special was that the speaker lineup was so diverse. It included people like Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, James Malinczak, an esteemed business coach and star of the ABC hit series Secret Millionaire. Yours truly, of course, is a gentleman I had never met before named Nito Quaven. Nito is a businessman, author, and president of High Point University since 2005. He also happened to be a motivational speaker, and frankly, one of the best I have ever heard in my entire life. From the moment Nito started speaking, I was mesmerized. It took away so many lessons that today from Nito. But one concept changed and enhanced my life so dramatically, I needed to share it with you right now. Great things happen in threes. We have all heard the old adage that bad things happen in threes. We have all known that one person who lost their job, got a divorce, and had a car accident within a short period of time. Or the friend who failed the law exam, found out she contracted Lyme disease and had a flat tire all in the same day. Today, I am here to tell you that great things happen in threes all the time as well. Perhaps we are just too busy to notice. But the bottom line is, when you live your life with purpose and intent, you will notice the results because they are just too profound to miss. And what will help you achieve all your dreams, goals, and desires is dividing your life and your time into the perfect three, which I like to call the art of learning, earning, and serving. Like all great concepts, Neato is very easy to understand and simple to execute. The concept of learning, earning, and serving is simply dividing your time into those three categories. This means that 33% of your time is spent learning, 33% of your time is spent earning, and 33% of your time is spent serving. And why is that important? Because we want to have a fulfilling life. And people who are takers will take advantage of anyone that they can possibly take advantage of. And then they wonder why in the future, after they have taken advantage of so many people, why no one comes running when they need it. And earning, well, you know, we have to earn an income to survive, to be able to pay bills, to buy food, to have the roof over our head, to have electricity. And serving means that we always get back what we give, so it's important to give. Now, let's talk about learning. And you know, even when you finish your formal education, you are always continually learning. When was the last time that you learned something new? I mean, brand new. So many of us are consumed with our businesses and family that we stop the learning process. The lack of learning is so bad for our business, our families, and our mental health. It has been proven over and over again. When you stop learning, you make less money. When you stop learning, you become less interesting. When you stop learning, your health suffers. Think back to the last time that you learned something brand new. How did you feel? The most likely had a tremendous sense of pride and accomplishment. Pretty damn close to euphoric. And you shared that pride with your colleagues, friends, kids, and spouse. When we talk about learning, I am referring to learning anything. Below are some examples of things that I learned this year and some I plan on learning. I am excited to share this with you. Football by the book. Of course, I have been watching football with my husband and kids forever. But now that Connor is an obsessed quarterback, I am committed to really understanding the game. When I watched my son play, I want to understand the logic and the plays. I want to be able to participate in conversations about his games, as well as the countless college and pro games that are discussed in my house. And frankly, the more I understand, well, the more fun it really is. French. I love Paris. It is my second favorite city in the world, next to New York. My oldest daughter, Michaela, has asked me if I will take her to Paris after her high school. I told her I would on the condition that she learns the language. I explained to her that I would have enjoyed my several trips to Paris so much more if I had spoken the language. At that point, it occurred to me that I should learn the language as well. So this is something that she and I are doing together. We have just over 18 months before our trip, so I am hoping that we will be fairly fluent. Infusionsoft. This is the CRM and email deployment system we use in my company. I have confessed many times that technology is just not my thing, but knowing that this is too, I am chosen to communicate with my members. I am bent on mastering it. And basically, what we are talking about here is understanding how to use an autoresponder. That all you have to do is go into the autoresponder and spend a couple of hours setting up emails. When you set up those emails, guess what happens? It generates your email on a regular basis to your potential customers or who have people who have opted in that they want to hear from you. And the more they get used to hearing from you, the more they will be willing to consider you your friend, because you know what? Through your emails, they get to know, like, and trust you. And the beat goes on. Of course, I have spoken and attended several conferences this year as well, and I have read countless books. And as a matter of fact, I read a book a week. This keeps me loaded with fresh business ideas and improves my vocabulary on a daily basis. I can honestly say that I am spending 33% of my time learning. Not only does this increase my brain power, and it has been good for my health and my wealth as well. Earning. We have all been there thinking that working like a dog will make us rich and happy. Well, here's how how's that working out for you? The reason working countless hours doesn't work is because you burn out, plain and simple. And once you have burnt out, you become resentful. Once you become resentful, no one wants to be around you, and you end up hating what you are doing. And if you hate what you do, your customers will notice it, not to mention your colleagues and employees. At this point, you can never be successful and happy. But if you limited your work to 33% instead of 50, 75, or even 100% of your time, you work smarter and more efficiently. This also leaves you time for the two other important categories mentioned, learning and serving. And because you are learning and serving, your endorphins are flowing and making it easier to get things done. And you know what? Let's back up and let's talk about when people spend 50 to 75 or 100% of their time in the workplace and don't balance their life out. You have seen this happen over and over again in corporations where the upper echelon get burnt out doing their job. They may be making and they have put in 75% to 100% of their time to the corporation or the company looking to get ahead, to reach that upper management level position. And guess what? It has brought them. They have lost time with their families. They have lost time with their children. They don't have the time to spend with them. And if you remember Harry Chapin's song, The Cat's in the Cradle, when he talks about how when his child was born and as he grew up and his child wanted to spend time with him, what did he say? He's too busy. He can't spend time with him now, but he'll be able to spend time with him later. And then what happens? The child grows up to an adult. He gets married. He has a child of his own. And then the father is able to spend time with his son. And what happens then? The child has learned from the father that put so much time into their work and not have balance, so that what has happened here? That quality time that they could have had is lost forever. Because when the father has the time to spend with the son has his own family, his own work time, and he doesn't have time to spend with the father. And if you look back, also, this is something that I think really plays into what we are talking about right now, is when, as a parent, you take the time to be a part of your children's lives, then as they become adults, you will have a much better relationship with them. And all you have to do is read the news when they talk about Prince Harry and Prince William and how they have gone back and spent a lot of time investing in being a part of the charities that were close to their mother's heart, because she died so young. And she took them places and she spent time with them to show them the other side of life, which was something that their father never had the time to do. And it really put him at a disadvantage, because here he is expected to become king someday, and he still is not in touch with what is going on within his country. Serving. Call this category whatever you want. Serving, giving, volunteering. It does not matter, as long as this is selfless of you. Once I made this a conscious part of my being, my entire attitude changed. The things I used to get up, set about, seemed silly. The materialist items in my life became less important in my life, in my family's life. Once I went far beyond the Thanksgiving food drive and the Christmas clothes drive and really started giving my time, I became a much happier self, a person I am proud to be. Plus, study after study has shown that random acts of kindness have an intense effect on your well-being. This includes everything from your productivity to limiting your stress levels. At first, it may be hard to divide your time equally among three, and that's okay. But I promise you, the sooner you get to the 33, you will see a difference in your life, in your family's life will be better. And remember, for so many of us, we just don't understand how to create a balance in our lives. And that is so important, to understand how to put balance into everything that you do and how to incorporate balance into your lifestyle on a daily basis. And what is balance, and how do you make it work for you in your daily life? And how do you create all of the things that can make you happy along the way? So let's think about all the things that you can do that can keep your life in balance. Okay, there are 8 suggestions that can help you face life in many challenges without feeling overwhelmed, coping with the complex and diverse challenges of everyday life, which is not an easy task, can upset the balance and harmony we seek. So, the best thing you can do is establish priorities. Think about your life and set your priorities. Find some quiet time regularly to think deeply about where you are and where you're going and what it is that you will need to get there. Set attainable goals. Set short-term goals that you can reach. Set goals that are well-balanced, not too many nor too few, and not too high nor too low. Write down your attainable goals and work on them according to their importance. Pray for divine guidance. Budget wisely. Everyone faces financial challenges in life. Through wise budgeting, control your real needs and measure them carefully against your many wants in life. Build relationships. Stay close to your parents, relatives, and friends. They will help you keep a balance in your life. Build relationships that your family and friends, though open and honest communication. Good family relationships can be maintained through gentle, loving, thoughtful communication. Study the scriptures. Search the scriptures. They offer one of the best sources to have to keep in touch with the Spirit of the Lord. One of the ways I have gained my sure knowledge is in study of the scriptures. Take care of yourself. Many people, including me, have difficulty finding the time for sufficient rest, exercise, and relaxation. We must schedule time in our daily calendars for these activities if we are to enjoy a healthy and balanced life. Good physical appearance enhances our dignity and self-respect. Stay focused and do your best. Other suggestions could be added to these. However, I believe that when we focus on a few basic objectives, we are more likely to be able to manage the many demands that life makes on us. Remember, too much of anything in life can throw us off balance. At the same time, too little of the important things that can do the same thing. So, lack of a clear direction and goals can waste our time and energy and contribute to the imbalance of our lives. And what have we been talking about here? How to create balance in our lives. Because for so many of us, one dominates the other, and they're not equal. And that inequality is what creates a lot of the issues that people have in their personal lives. And it affects their health. Because if you learn to eat healthy, if you learn to have the things that you, and create a balance between family and spirit, and it's often called the mind, body, and spirit. that we need to exercise in our lives, that we need to learn, and that we need to look at even religion as a part of our lives. For so many people, when they lack certain things in their personal life, they will let their religion guide them. And in so many ways, they turn around and they end up proselytizing others and telling other people what to think. And you know what? You can't tell other people what to think, because how you relate to God is personal to you. And I have come up against people that have been born again Christians, and it's like they come out and proselytize and talk about how they've been born again. And you know what? When you are young and your parents take you to the church or the synagogue, you learn the basics of your beliefs. And as you become teenagers, as you grow up, you may not practice it as diligently as you did when you were a child. But often, as you end up growing up and becoming part of a relationship, what happens when you get married and you have children? You go back to your faith and you start practicing again. But for so many people, all of a sudden they end up in a church where the preacher dictates to them and how that all the things they have done in their life is things they have done because the devil has made them do it. You know, as teenagers, we want to experience things. We want to learn. So we make those choices to do the things that we do of our own free will. It doesn't mean that some outside force has come into your life and made you do this. But just remember that it is a part of growing up, a part of life. And if you understand that, if you understand how to use that and understand the balance and bring that into your relationships, but don't be overbearing, because you can end up turning people off just by preaching that to them, how to believe and how to think. Because that's why religion becomes a topic that very few people like to talk about. And I think it's interesting to compare how different faiths come from a different point of view, but they all basically mean the same thing, and how you relate to your life and how you relate back to who you are. And, you know, let's get back to the topic here is the art of learning, earning, and serving. And most people serve because in their faith, part of going to heaven is giving back to life, to others, what you have learned to help them be and become more rounded people and go back and help others to grow. So think about all of these things. Think about all the things that you can do and how you can keep learning on a daily basis. Because even though when you finish high school, or you finish college or graduate school, you are still learning. When you go to work, when you have to perform, technology changes on a daily basis. How you incorporate all of that into your daily existence determines how successful you will be in the future. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we can offer you a free 30-minute strategy session to help you see where you are now and where you want to be. And then we can determine where you want to be in the future and how we can help you get there.